Mara, where are you? Mara?
Jonathan? I'm surprised. This is the first time Mama has allowed you to visit the family vegetable stand all by herself. Aw, my little brother's getting big.
Yes, sister. Don't forget, my bar mitzvah ceremony will be like a graduation to manhood. I soon might become your big brother.
Somehow I don't think that's how it works, but anyways.
Oh, Mara, Mama says the preparation day is coming to an end. It's time for you to close out the shop and come home for supper. You'll never guess what we're having. I'll give you 4 guesses.
My first guess is that we're having bread. My second guess is that we're having more bread. And my third guess is that we're having even more bread. And my fourth guess is that we're having anything from our family vegetable stand that can go with all that bread.
How did you guess?
You know how Papa puts it? Every Jewish table must have bread.
And some pomegranates.
Some olives.
Why do you like those? And a scrumptious stew.
All this food is making me so very hungry. So let's stop talking about it and go eat some.
Mara, who's that?
You really don't want to know. It's a bad story.
A sad story?
A hopeless story. I see him begging here every day. His story is even sadder than you may think. When he was born, the midwife cleansed his body with water, oil, and salt.
They usually do that, don't they?
Yes, but when she checked to see if all was well and she looked into the baby's eyes, she knew immediately that the baby had been born blind. Jonathan, imagine all the faces of the people you love. Now imagine never being able to see them throughout your whole life. Not even once.
I see.
The sun shines for everyone, but it never shines for me. And though some eyes can see every sun, there's not one sun I see. I can hear the children playing, and my begged bread I can taste. But I've never seen my mother's smile or gazed at my father's face. Oh, how the sun can shine for everyone, but it never shines for me. And though some eyes sees every sun, there's not one sun that I can see.
Come on, Jonathan, let's go.
Good Sabbath to you. Enjoy the synagogue. Can you spare something for the blind? Please. Happy Sabbath. Have a wonderful time in the synagogue. Can you spare something for the blind? Please. Money. Money, please. I need money. I need food. I've not eaten in so long. I've been here all day with nothing to eat. Can someone, anyone, please help me today?
Rabbi Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Why would this happen to such an innocent child?
Neither this man nor his parents had sinned, but this happened so that the works of my Father in heaven may be displayed within him. And as long as it is day, we must do the works of my heavenly Father who sent us to do his diligent work. However, sunset is coming when absolutely no one can work. However, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
What do you mean, Jesus? I don't understand. Why? Why was he born blind? Was that to punish him? Or to punish his parents?
No, absolutely not. This innocent man was born blind so, again, the works of my heavenly Father, the works of God in heaven, may do and perform a miracle within his life. Then he and others will believe and follow me.
The disciples were not called upon to discuss the question of who had sinned or not sinned, but to understand the power of God, His mercy and compassion in giving sight to the blind. Saints of Times, October 23, 1893.
Draw near as I give this man his sight. Shabbat Shalom. Do you hear me, son?
Yeah.
I'm grateful to tell you that on this day, you have waited many years. But however, on this day, your faith will be manifested. Come on, rise with me and go to the pool of Siloam. Disciple, take him to the pool of Siloam immediately.
Rabbi, I will do as you command me.
Go, hurry, quick.
The pool is this way.
I can see you. I even saw someone being put under the water and raised back up. Thank you, Rabbi. I've had many challenges to overcome in the past. The leaders of my community never told me that this, me being able to see, would be possible ever. Thank you. I should go home and tell others about this miracle.
Wait, my friends, look who's coming towards us. Isn't this the same man who would sit on the street all day and beg? It can't be him, but it looks like him. Am I seeing correctly?
Yes, some claim that he was. I'm very interested in speaking with him to discuss what actually happened.
Others say, no, he only looks like him. So why not ask him? He is the one who experienced this alleged miracle, so he knows.
Hello, excuse me. Are you really the blind man who sat on the road and begged? We are curious to know this because we've never heard of such a thing where a blind person could see again. How did this happen? Who did this to you?
Yes. I am the formerly blind man. I was healed by a man named Jesus.
We have so many questions. How did he open your eyes?
Son, is that really you?
Father?
How is it that you can see?
Mom? I was just sitting here on the side of the road. Suddenly, I could hear people moving closer and closer to me. I didn't think anything of this. It was just like another day on the streets. But then I felt a shadow looming over me, as if people were watching me. I felt scared and worried at first. I thought they were going to do something to me. But then a sense of calmness and peace came over me. But then there was a voice that asked, "Son, how are you?" I replied that I'm doing well. Whatever you will give me, I will be greatly thankful for. But by this time, I'd realized that this was the man whom they called Jesus and his disciples. He made mud paste and put it on my eyes, and he told me to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And so I went with the help of his one disciple. I went and washed, and all of a sudden a light appeared, and then I could see.
Where is this man?
I don't know him. I was told that his name is, he has the power to heal. I know, right?
What happened to your eyes? How did you receive your sight? Who did this to you? We need to get to the bottom of this.
It was a man. He's known by Jesus. He made mud paste, put it on my eyes, and told me to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And after I did that, my sight was made whole. And now I can see. Praise the Lord, I can see. This was all done on a beautiful Sabbath day.
Sabbath day? This man is not for God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. How can he do these things on a Sabbath? We know the scriptures, and these are not things that should be done on this day of rest.
And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened the blind man's eyes. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, because he kept not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such a miracles?" They knew not that it was he who made the Sabbath, who knew all his obligations, who healed the man. Saints of Times, October 23, 1893.
How can a sinner perform such signs?
We want to know.
What do you have to say about him? After all,
was your eyes healed? He is a prophet. I felt at peace when he approached me. He spoke with love and compassion.
We do not believe that this man had been born blind and opened his eyes. Tell us the truth.
Tell us the truth.
We need to regain control. There is more than this to meet the eye. Messenger? Send for this man's parents now. We will all get the answers we are looking for. Esteemed Pharisees, stay. Everybody else, out!
While we wait for his parents to give us answers, let's decide amongst ourselves that anyone who acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah would be put out of the synagogue. Are you in agreement? All in favor?
Aye.
Let's go back to our meeting now.
Elders, his parents are here.
Thank you. We have been hearing some chattering about a man who was born blind, but yet now can see. We've never heard of such a miracle in the area. How is this even possible? We need to know the truth. Is this man who was born blind, but yet now can see, your son? Tell us some more.
Yes, he is our son. But we ourselves are still not sure what took place when our son was healed. But we're so thankful that he can see now.
Is this the one who you say was born blind? How is it that now he can see?
We too were astonished at first when he approached us. We have so many questions and still haven't gotten answers, but we know he is our son, and we know that he was born blind.
But how can he see now? And who opened his eyes?
We don't know.
Ask him. He is of age. He will speak for himself. We too would like to know ourselves.
Messenger? Bring this man who said he was blind. How can it be that a man was born blind, but yet now can see? Of course, this makes no sense to me. So I must declare, it cannot be. That this all seems like insanity, an unreal impossibility that a Pharisee cannot see. So I must declare, it cannot be. Oh, you're here. Give glory to God by telling the truth. We all know this healing man is just a sinner.
A sinner? Whether he is a sinner or not, I am not to say. You all should know this man. You call yourselves prophets and teachers of the truth. At this point, I feel like I'm being chastised by all of you. But one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I can see. Praise the Lord, I can see.
What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? Tell us.
And I have told you already many, many times, yet you ignorant beings do not want to listen. Why do you want to hear it over and over again? You want to become his disciples too?
We knew it. You are his fellow disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses. But as for this man, we don't even know where he comes from.
What? Now that is remarkable, prophet. You don't even know where this man comes from, yet he opened my eyes.
We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly person who does his will. Nobody's ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind.
Think of this. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
You were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us?
Leave us!
Fellow, we
blind? Please help.
Shalom.
Oh. Hello?
I have a question for you. Do you believe in the Son of God?
No. Who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe.
I am Jesus, sent by my Heavenly Father, so that you may have eternal life.
Lord, I believe. I will worship you.
For judgment, I have come into this world, that the blind will see, and those who see may become blind.
Lord, from this day on, I will believe. Lord, you are my Savior. What a wondrous sight to see. Though I blindly walked in darkness, you, my God, envisioned me. Jesus is our Savior, despite what you may go through. Though you struggle and feel sightless, Jesus Christ envisions you. He turns darkness into brightness. Our God envisions you.
It is painful to have lost your sight or to never have been able to see. The beautiful sight of a sunrise or a golden sunset would mean nothing. The sight of a cherry tree in full bloom during spring or a snow-capped mountain would only be an imagination. The majestic sight of a mountain in all its splendor can never elicit the awe and amazement in one's facial expression. However, due to sin, many have and continue to endure the pain associated with blindness. There is something worse than physical blindness. Yes, do you know what it is? It is spiritual blindness. Blindness to the suffering of those around us who are in need, but who day after day we fail to assist. Blindness to our need for a Savior. On this day, let us ask God to remove all spiritual blindness from our eyes so we can once again see. See the needs in our communities, in our churches, at our workplaces, and in our homes, and minister to them. See our need for a Savior and commit ourselves to Him. Our hope and prayer are that all of us today will make a commitment and say out loud that on this day I will serve the Lord. On this day I will do my part to spread the gospel so that others may come to see Christ as their personal Savior. Open my eyes, Lord. I want to see you. Let me cry out like the blind man. One thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. Jesus says to us in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Bow your heads as we pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your presence at worship today. We thank you for the songs we sang, the scriptures we read, the story of the blind man, and the prayers we prayed. We commit our lives to you today, and as Pathfinders, Pathfinder leaders, and our church congregation, we say on this day, we will serve you with our whole hearts, and we will share the love of Jesus with our friends and neighbors. Go with us now as we depart. In Jesus' name, amen.